It was in September that I spoke to the man who was called the Cabbage Bandit by the media, Joe Banguna, after the Tshwane Metro Police raided his veggie patch because they said it's illegal to plant vegetables on a council-owned pavement. And we're joined by Joe Banguna again from Pretoria North. Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, and that is easy for me to be because I received the great news earlier today that you are no longer at threat of being a criminal.
No, not at all. I'm no longer at the threat of being a criminal and paying 1,500 rand on top of it.
I mean, why has it taken so long for such an absurd charge to be put into the dustbin where it belongs? It's taken over nearly 3 months.
I don't know. That I cannot tell, unfortunately. You know, it is also surprising to me that such a small corner of my home, which measures about 40 squares, can be a mountain, yes.
And what has happened in the interim? What sort of processes have unfolded before you got the good news that the charges were going to be withdrawn?
Okay, to keep the matter short, is that on the 28th of September, myself and my lawyer, Puseletso Loselo, advocate Puseletso, met actually with the prosecutors, and we agreed that I must submit my representations, which were submitted on the 28th of September. A week later, we submitted, and then it took from the 28th of September until last week, Thursday, to know that actually they will not be prosecuting, yes.
And in the meantime, Joe, you've been planting and you've been harvesting as if there were no charge.
Absolutely. We knew, and I was very much convinced that actually I am not breaking any law. You see, John, I am a law-abiding citizen. I am a patriot. I will never go out of my way to break the law. Actually, I have risked my life and my limb preventing people to dump here next to my home. There's an open spot. They were dumping there before. When I bought here and I came here, those things stopped. I was threatened with beatings and so on because I know that is unlawful, that is illegal, that is unhealthy. So I knew for sure that there was no law. Since we have gone through the bylaws, there is no bylaw which prescribes you can plant onion, not a cabbage, there outside. There's none, nada.
And, I mean, when we last spoke, you were hoping that And it looked as if you were going to be able to persuade other people to join you in planting stuff which could be sold or handed over to people who are hungry.
Look, that was not my plan, actually. You know, this thing, I was doing it privately. And like I'm saying to you, John, my portion is not that big. You know, I've got neighbors here in Pretoria who have got much more bigger portions than I have, much more professional with irrigation outside and so on. And the very same Metro Police knew of these citizens who have got things like this and who have started way before I did, you know. So for me, it was something that actually happened without even planning for it because at that particular time, I couldn't afford roses, you know. Otherwise, if I planted roses, I would not be in a quagmire like this one. That is the unfortunate part, yes. But all the vegetables that were there, some of them for sure I ate them, but the bulk of them were donated at Social Ngube, where actually my wife is practicing as a social worker.
And you will continue doing this. I mean, you now have, I don't know how realistic a fear it sounds from what you said to me earlier. You knew that this time would come when they would drop the case, but you just continue being, well, this time, I don't know, what do we call you now? You're not the Cabbage Bandit anymore. What do we call you? The Cabbage Knight?
I'll ask my kids. They're very much creative in that field, you know, so I don't know what they will call me now that I'm almost a bandit. But yes, look, Even when this thing was going on, I didn't stop planting. I've planted potatoes there now. I've got potatoes which I've harvested half, and other crops there, actually. So I didn't stop planting because, as you know, that there was no ruling against me which says, actually, you cannot plant. You know, so I didn't stop planting. Not to say that I was in defiance of the law. I will never encourage people to defy the law. No, that is not me. You know, so, but the fact of the matter is that you cannot be in contravention of a law which is spiritual, a law which is not there. You know, just because someone is saying, no, I'm in an authority of power, I don't like your grass, it's too green, it does not make it law. And that is what is painful for me. Another thing, John, that is painful, I'll keep it short, is that the metro and the mayoral office went on a rampage to paint me as someone who is a rascal, someone who is actually defying the law, disobeying the law, busy actually taking over land all over Pretoria, which is, was not true. My rates are fully paid up. I am a patriot. I am a law-abiding citizen. Even when municipality double-charged me for electricity, while I have got a prepaid, but in my statement I see an estimation of electricity, I don't burn down the house. Because I know that these things sometimes happen, systems sometimes make mistakes. But to be painted as a vagabond is very painful for me.
Well, I'm very glad that that paint has slipped off you then. Joe Bankuna, the Cabbage Knight, on the line to us from Pretoria North.